It turns out that our little show was quite the subject on the Barstool College Football Pick'em podcast, which features El Prez. It features our good pal Big Cat, and then our pal of all pals, who is loyal to the Barstool brand, but he's also loyal to WFAN and this lovely little host, our good pal, the great Rico Bosco, joins us. What's happening, Rico?
What's going on, JJ? Yeah, I mean, you can't forget about the guys you were calling from payphones back in the Syracuse days, you know what I mean?
Rico, I know you're loyal. I know you're a man of honor, and that's why you always have my back. And that's why I love you, bro. Even on a platform that has 10 zillion downloads, you got multimillionaires that you're talking with, you're still loyal to JJ After Dark, and that's why I love you, bro.
I appreciate it.
Rico, we're now down to the nitty-gritty of this college football season. Ohio State's going to be there. LSU's going to be there. Clemson's going to be there. Gut feel, do you think Georgia is the fourth team?
It's going to be hard to put a team in with two losses if these Pac-12 teams win out and win that conference championship game, especially with another Pac-12 win. You know what I mean? Like, how do you – that week head-to-head, the last image you're going to get of Georgia is losing to a top-10 team. The last image you're going to get of the Ducks or – Utah is beating a top-10 team. I think that's very hard, no matter how biased they are to the SEC. I find that very hard to do when you're looking at two teams head-to-head.
Rico, with 2-0 out for the year, questions about his future, is there any path for Alabama to find their way in?
I mean, yeah, because of that SEC bias. And it almost, again, so Georgia has to play that tough game and lose. The way we've seen the system, the fact that Bama doesn't even win its own division or conference, they're in an even better spot because they don't have the potential loss. So the system needs some fixing. And, of course, you know, Bama's sitting pretty. But with two out, do you really think they'll beat Auburn? So I think it's a moot point. I'd be impressed if they beat Auburn. I don't think they can with a backup quarterback.
Okay, Rico. Now this time of the year, we're seeing the college football playoff rankings every week. Do you like to fade these teams that are maybe somewhat in the mix? They're usually a heavier favorite. The public perception is going to be, well, this team needs a win. They're going to get a win. I remember Miami was in that spot. Plenty of teams have been in that spot. And you could find a team at times that's maybe ripe for the picking. Do you think over the next few weeks you should be looking at maybe a Utah playing a certain team, an Oregon playing a certain team, and maybe go the other way just because you might be getting some value?
Yeah, I mean, one that jumps out is Arizona State this week. Doesn't that look like just a ton of points? Oregon struggled mightily going out to the desert in their games. You know, Herm seems like a big game coach. I would worry about Oregon. You know, this is a prove it game. I'm high on them. I think they'll win, but it definitely seems like a bear trap. You're right. 100% seems like a bear trap.
And that line's anywhere from like 14 to 15 points. I mean, my first look at that, Rico, is I got to hop all over the Sun Devils there to cover the number.
Yeah, and Chris Felica gave this stat out too, scrolling through. I've seen this one. Oregon's last four Pac-12 games in Arizona, they were laying 8 to Arizona, lost by 29. 2017, minus 15, Arizona State, lost by 2. 2015, plus 2 at Arizona State, they won. 2013, laying 20 to Arizona State, lost to Arizona, lost by 26. So we're talking some huge swings here as far as when they lose, they go down in flames. You know, so sure seems like this is the formula for a bear trap this week.
We got our buddy Rico Bosco from the Barstool College Football Pick'em with Big Cat, with El Prez, with all the usual suspects over there. All right, Rico. Big game of the slate, and it gets going at 12 o'clock. Penn State with one loss, taking on undefeated Ohio State. Line is astronomical. Opened at 18. It's now at 18.5. You see any way this game's competitive?
Not if Hamler's out. I'll tell you that much. Everything from Ohio State has shown me that they're the most impressive team in the country. You know, I know LSU has that SEC pedigree, but Ohio State's been rolling teams. We gave them out as a future really early on. They're now, you know, right there as one of the top teams. No, if Hamler's out, I really don't see Happy Valley scoring. And I would lean Ohio State here. They really look impressive on both sides of the ball.
Rico, I was all over this on the live line. The Baylor-Oklahoma game on Saturday when Oklahoma fell behind by a crazy amount. I just thought the value was too good on the live line. Got it like 3-1. They ended up winning the game. A rarity. I usually never get involved with the live line. I didn't play the game, and I was like, man, this is too good to be true in the Big 12. These teams scoring points like crazy. But that's a brutal loss for Matt Rhule and Baylor. They're a well-coached team. Do you worry about a hangover effect as they take on Texas on Saturday?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I think this is a make-or-break spot for Rhule. The interesting thing is Baylor's pretty much in the Big 12 championship game regardless. They got Kansas next week. So even if they lose this one because Texas lost to Iowa State, Baylor's pretty much in. So the national championship hopes were always a long shot anyway. This is a tough one. I would lean Texas here because it's human element. You know what I mean? Like even as much as Rhule could be getting these guys going and, you know, season's not dead. That's a tough loss to get off the deck, especially to blow it like that. You know, 31-3 or 31-10, tough. I would lean Texas here, and I hate Texas. I really don't think Texas is good. But out of principle, I think Baylor has lost more. Texas can play spoiler. I would lean Texas, even though I hate it.
Rico, I know you're a big believer in the futures, and maybe that value isn't what it was at the beginning of the year. Is there a future that you might think about hopping on board with if a team may be a little bit undervalued, maybe finding a diamond in the rough? Like, have you been searching at all over the last few days?
No, I'm holding some really good prices with Oregon and Ohio State before that, you know, plummeted that stock. I'm interested to see what Utah is at. The last I saw it, it was like 40-1. You know, you got to figure there'll be a dog against Oregon, but it's not going to be 40-1, right? I don't see that. I don't know what it is offhand, but I would be looking at Utah possibly because okay. We're talking about the Pac-12 stealing that bid. So if you don't like Oregon, the team they're going to be playing is Utah. I would be taking Utah.
Rico, SEC title game, Georgia LSU. LSU favored by what? 5.5, 6?
If that's the case, there's going to be a lot of public money on LSU. Doesn't it feel like that?
I'd be all over Georgia in that spot. I think Georgia's going to beat them. Call me crazy, Rico. I think they're going to beat them. I think they're going to need the game a lot more. I love Coach O. I'm rooting for LSU to win the whole thing, but it's not a necessity for them. I'm telling you, I got a weird feeling Georgia's going to win that game.
Tough to go against Burrow the way he's been playing.
Well, he's the Heisman, right? That's a runaway at this point, right? Burrow's going to win the Heisman?
He should. Well, you know what? I'm holding Fields at 9-1. He's got a showcase game against Happy Valley this week. He still has Michigan, and he'll have a Big Ten championship game against a pretty good either Minnesota or Wisconsin team. So if Burrow has a slip-up, Fields has 3 more primetime games against big opponents, it's definitely his. He's a going-away favorite. But don't rule Fields out. We've seen some crazy things, especially in championship weekend. Don't rule – and if you think Georgia's going to win, that kind of hurts Burrow. So you're making my case. Don't rule out Fields right now.
Rico, it's now time, my friend. And I know you're getting all sorts of heat from the fellas on the podcast, and you're giving a lot more picks out there, and rightfully so. That's your place. That's your livelihood. I totally get it. But – you love New York City. You love the WFAN audience. You want to deliver for everybody who's listening right now. So, Rico, I ask you, my friend, what is on your college card for this weekend?
Okay, so the first one, you're going to have to stay up real late, but I've done
pretty
well.
But that's not a problem for me, Rico. You know that's right up my alley, so I'll stay up late. I'm up late anyway. So what do we got?
Exactly. We don't sleep. Money doesn't sleep. So I'm on Hawaii here. -3. If you can wait a little bit and see it drop and you get it inside the football number at 2.5, take that. Obviously, it's a little bit better. But I like Hawaii. San Diego State has not scored all year. They struggle to score. This Hawaii team has never won the Mountain West. Everybody's talking about them. The broadcast last week, the guys in the studio, you know, get out to the game. This is a big spot. This is pride for a team that was in the gutter a couple of years ago. I think they finally figured – kept screwing around with their quarterbacks. They finally figured it out. Cole McDonald's awesome. I really two wide receivers, Boyd and Ward, are unbelievable. I just think that they can outscore the San Diego State team, who's going to try and grind it out. I really like Hawaii here, and I know you're supposed to hedge. Hedging's for gardeners. I like Hawaii. I'm holding a Hawaii 30-1 ticket. I don't care. I think they're getting to their conference championship game. I'm taking Hawaii. I like UAB -6. I liked it a little bit better when it was at 4.5 a couple of days ago, but LA Tech is on some big suspensions. UAB is possibly getting their quarterback back. Spencer Brown, the running back, the do-everything running back, is already back. They got a great defense. They can sneak into a conference championship game with some help. I like UAB -6. The team I placed the biggest future on this season was App State. I like this over against Texas State, over 51.5. I think App State covers that themselves. Don't even overthink that. I like Temple plus 10 in it. Now it's down to 10. I like Temple plus 10. This Cincy team has played too many teams close. They might be on top of that American division, but they played way too many teams close. Temple's beaten Memphis already. They took down Maryland during the year. I got burnt on that one. I like Temple plus 10. And the last one, you talk about money in the crumbs. This is a puke special, but you could take this. UTEP plus 7.5. New Mexico State is one of the worst teams in the country, as is UTEP, but they shouldn't be laying 7.5 to anybody. They shouldn't be laying 7.5 to Petrides, Sean. Give me UTEP plus 7.5.
Enrico, we know it's a big time for you with the Staten Island ties and what's going on for me, Thanksgiving Eve. So do you have a bonus play for any of the high school spreads that you're even creating, for goodness sakes?
Yeah, I almost nailed the score last year.
But what is it, the Petrides-Tottenville, Petrides plus 15.5 in that game?
I'm not worried about that one. We got to worry about the big one. Peters Curtis, congratulations.
Well, what is the Peters Curtis read? I mean, I'm so, disconnected to this. Is Peters looking like the better team this year?
Curtis is always more athletic, but okay. Congratulations to Liam Murphy. He's still defining student-athlete, signed with Columbia today, so congratulations to him. Charlie Driscoll and the boys always doing it well. I like the Eagles. They always got the bigger crowd. They got the better fan section. You know, sometimes the chants are a little risque, but I think the Eagles come out, and I like the Eagles.
Well, you got Rico Bosco breaking down not only college football, but he might be creating the lines for the Staten Island Thanksgiving Eve Classic games. Rico, always a pleasure. We will catch up next week. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, all right?
All right, John. Enjoy the hoops this week, too.
There you go. The great Rico Bosco, one of my all-time favorites.